Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Steve Beeman's back, ladies and gentlemen. Steve's a member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder, the chairman of the Steve Beeman Group, but that's just the most recent company he's founded and has grown. He is a successful serial entrepreneur. And you know what that means, folks? That means he's made payroll many, many Fridays. And that makes him a hero in my view. He is has been around the block. He's also been in a venture capitalist. How about that? And so we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. But first, Steve, welcome back. I'm glad you're here. By the way, good job on television. You were on several of the shows yesterday talking about the Obamacare ruling by the Supreme Court yesterday. Thanks for being here again.
Well, Jim, thanks. It's my pleasure. And as you know, a lot of us were out yesterday just in total absolute shock over the decision of the court in yesterday's ruling.
You know, I know we were shocked, but we shouldn't have been shocked by who did what as much as by what they did. I mean, the reason I say that is I had experts on this show over the last 6 months who said, don't think, you know, everybody was talking about Kennedy this, Kennedy that. More than one of my experts on this show said, don't think you can presume what Roberts will do.
Oh, I agree with that. I think it's the way it was done that shocked me so much. He actually stretched the government's argument.
He rewrote the term paper, didn't he?
Pardon me?
He rewrote the term paper for the student.
He did, and the way he did it is just mind-blowing. But, you know, it is what it is, and we now have to deal with it and move forward. And, you know, for the small business community, one of the challenges, as you well know, they face is that these laws and legislations get imposed on them. They don't really have a choice but adhere to it.
That's right.
And so right now we got to move forward and try to figure out how to make, you know, a lemon or turn a lemon into lemonade.
Well, quickly, what happened, folks, in case you haven't been paying as much attention as Steve and I have, because, you know, we don't have a life, right, Steve? So we have to follow these things.
Yeah.
But is the government said, in order to impose the mandate on the individuals for health care, that we're gonna if you don't do it, we're gonna charge you a penalty, which the government's the Supreme Court said you can't do. In this ruling, they said you can't do that. But if the government had said it had been a tax, which we know Steve would not have passed the Congress if it had been a tax, if the Supreme Court decided it's not a penalty, it's a tax, and the Congress has the right to tax citizens, so therefore it's constitutional. That's where we stand. It's going forward as of right now. What is this going to mean for small businesses, Steve?
Well, there are several things. First and foremost, it's going to increase immediately the direct cost of complying with this. I think the small business community right today is getting ready to talk to their insurance agents, talk to their attorneys, and say, how do I comply? There are carve-outs in this, supposedly, for people with less than 50 employees, but those phase out over time.
Right.
And so the small business community is going to have to divert resources from marketing and sales into legal and administration, and that's not going to create a lot of economic growth within that sector. I think we're likely in the next few quarters now to see an anemic recovery go into a flat or almost recessive situation because of the cost immediately of this being implemented. So that's number one. Number two, down the line, it's going to raise the cost of employment dramatically, so it will further disincent small business from hiring people.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have unlimited budgets, and they don't have the big company legal staffs. So they're going to have to look for new and different alternatives to this, which are going to create problems. Number three, I think tying this together in the broader sense with the 13 feet that was added last year to the Federal Register, you've just got a growing, overwhelming legal burden on the small business community that is going to affect entrepreneurship in the United States.
And folks, when he says 13 feet, he's talking about sheets of paper stacked on top of each other, not end to end.
Right. No, this is just one year's addition to the federal laws that we're accountable to. So what we're doing today is kind of bringing up a generation of non-entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. people who believe in the bureaucracy, and that to me is really frightening.
And if you want to see what that looks like, you know, I always talk on the show, Steve, that the fact that in America we can literally watch our movie taking place in the future by watching Greece and Europe. We can watch where we're going to be if we don't change things by watching them over there. Another thing you can do that's part of the same movie, as I've done, Stephen, as you've probably done, go to Europe and talk to small business owners about their hopes and dreams for their business. It doesn't sound like America's entrepreneurs when they talk about their business.
No, not at all. In fact, if you go into Europe, the notion of this American entrepreneurialism is almost a non-thought because it's generationally connected. I was in Geneva not too long ago, walking down the streets, and on every street corner is a private bank. Well, they're not banks like we think of them. You can't get into that.
They're not independent community banks.
Who's the owner?
No, that's right. Yeah, there are no there are almost no independent community banks in Europe.
There aren't, and so access to capital gets restricted. And this is just another move and another slap in the face to small business. There's so much lip service given to our brethren in the small business community, but when push comes to shove, these politicians don't like small business because they can't regulate them.
Right.
And they're trying to, de facto, the unintended consequences, they're going to regulate them out of business. And Jim, you'll forgive me if I sound a little bit passionate, but I am just livid about this. When you come down at this legislation, it's not McDonald's that's suffering for
this. Right.
They
that's
got
right.
an exemption from it.
That's right.
It's the local diner down on the street corner. When you look at the tax increases coming across to cover these government deficits, and this will add over $1 trillion to our already ridiculous deficit, that's not paid by the big guys. In Illinois, they did a 40% tax increase. Guess what? They exempted Caterpillar, Boeing, the Mercantile Exchange. The small business guy pays for it.
Well, and the thing is, Steve, it's not just that extra cost that's going to come out of everybody's pocket. When you take out this extra money, and the lost opportunity and the lost opportunity that from not growing your employee base beyond 50, when you throw all that into the mix, you've got an economy that did not have the maximum opportunity to grow as much as it could have.
No, and this law was written by a group of bureaucrats in Washington, none of whom could sit behind the desks of any of our
listeners. That's right.
I challenged Barack Obama to sit behind my desk and figure out how to build a productive enterprise. I could do his job. I'll bet you he couldn't do mine.
Yeah, I agree with you. Stand by, Steve. Give us your website, Steve, please.
It's stevebeamongroup.org.
All right. B-E-A-M-O-N is M-A-N. I'm sorry. M-A-N is the name. Quick break, 20 after. We're going to talk about a little bit of a different topic after these messages with Steve Beamon, serial successful entrepreneur.
Cross the Mersey. 'Cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.